Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and also over the radio and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath. April 14, 2018, we will be doing part 2 review of our chapter 5 entitled The Last Journey from Galilee, part 5. Our opening hymn to our series is entitled Savior Teach Me Day by Day, and if any one of the dear brethren would like to join in the singing, just bubble up. Savior, teach me day by day, love's sweet blessing to obey, sweeter lesson cannot be, loving him who first loved me. With a child's glad heart of love, at thy bidding may I move, prompt to serve and follow thee, loving him who first loved me. Teach me I am not my own, I am thine and thine alone, thine to keep, to rule, to save from all sin that would enslave. Love in loving finds employ, in obedience oh her joy, ever knew that joy will be loving him who first loved me. Teach me thus thy step to trace, strong to follow in thy grace, learning how to love from thee, loving him who first loved me, loving him who first loved me. Welcome and Sabbath blessing to the dear family that are just joining us. If any one of the little one, mommies or daddy, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, bubble up.
If we can all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for the Spirit of God this blessed day. We thank you for the Spirit of God this blessed day. We thank you for the Spirit of God this blessed day. We thank you for the Spirit of God this blessed day. We thank you for the Forgive us if we've done anything wrong your sight with thy knowing. I pray that you may be able to let us be strong and be of good courage. Let us be able to also be thoughtful of others before we think of ourselves. Let us be able to also keep in mind that you always did help us no matter what troubles you may face. Let us be able to also be kind and noble, unselfish, reverent, obedient and faithful in all of our thinkings and all of our actions. Be with us as we have yet another biblical study and keep on. And also enjoy any of the weathers that you may bring in up. I thank you for letting us be able to prepare ourselves those to have another blessed day. And let us always have our eyes open that we may see and hear the wondrous things out of the world. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear ones, this is the scripture to open our review. So let's serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing, also with our testimony and participation, dear ones. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? So before we hear your questions, let's take a few minutes to review what you have read from last Sabbath, from part 1 of our lesson entitled The Last Journey from Galilee, from part 5 in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to begin with the first paragraph, bubble up, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 493. Jesus added, "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice not in the possession of power, lest you lose sight of your dependence upon God. Be careful lest self-sufficiency come in and you work in your own strength, rather than in the spirit and strength of your master. Self is ever ready to take the credit if any measure of success attends the work." And on the side, it says, "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." And that's from Luke chapter 10, verse 20. And below, it says, "Lord, improve me." And he said, "Unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
Desire of Ages, page 493. Self is flattered and exalted, and the impression is not made upon other minds that God is all in all. The Apostle Paul says, "When I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. When we have a realization of our weakness, we learn to depend upon a power not inherent. Nothing can take so strong a hold on the heart as the abiding sense of our responsibility to God. And on the slide, it says Luke 18, chapter 14. Sorry, verse 14. "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." And it also shows, "When I am weak, then I am strong." Amen. Nothing reaches so fully down to the deepest motives of conduct as a sense of the pardoning love of Christ. We are to come in touch with God, then shall we be imbued with his Holy Spirit that enables us to come in touch with our fellow men. Then rejoice that through Christ you have become connected with God, members of the heavenly family. While you are looking higher than yourself, you will have a continual sense of the weakness of humanity. Amen. True.
Desire of Ages, page 493. The less you cherish self, the more distinct and full will be your comprehension of the excellence of your Savior. The more closely you connect yourself with the source of light and power, the greater light will be shed upon you, and the greater power will be yours to work for God. Rejoice that you are one with God, one with Christ, and with the whole family of heaven. Desire of Ages, page 193, paragraph 3. On the middle side, it says, "Thy word is like a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119, 105. And the bottom says, "Rejoice in the Lord always."
As the 70 listened to the words of Christ, the Holy Spirit was impressing their minds with living realities and writing truth upon the tables of the soul. The multitude surrounded them, they were as though shut in with God. Desire of Ages, page 494, paragraph 1. And on the slide it says, "In these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Deuteronomy 6, verse 6. Amen.
Spirit and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him." And you will read the words in the slide.
In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, and that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Luke 10:21. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son. Luke 10:22. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
Amen.
Lunch. Continuing. The honored men of the world, the so-called great and wise men, with all their boasted wisdom, could not comprehend the character of Christ. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Could not comprehend the character of Christ. They judge him from outward appearance, from the humiliation that came upon him as a human being. But to fishermen and publicans, it had been given to see the invisible. Even the disciples failed of understanding all that Jesus desired to reveal to them. Continuing on the next slide. But from time to time, as they surrendered themselves to the Holy Spirit's power, their mind was illuminated. They realized that the mighty God, clad in the garb of humanity, was among them. Jesus rejoiced that though this knowledge was not possessed by the wise and prudent, it had been revealed to these humble men. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 194, continuing. Often as he had presented the Old Testament scriptures and showed their application to himself and his work of atonement, they had been awakened by his spirit and lifted into a heavenly atmosphere of the spiritual truths spoken by the prophets. They had a clearer understanding than had the original writers themselves. Next slide, please. Hereafter, they would read the Old Testament scriptures, not as the doctrines of the scribes and Pharisees, not as the utterances of wise men who were dead, but as a new revelation from God. They beheld him whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelt with you, and shall be in you. John 14:17. And on the bottom slide it says, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. John 14:15-17.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, the verse to keep in mind, if any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, have any questions, everyone is open to be able to share the hope of their faith according to the law and to the testimony, dear ones, okay? So our opening verse for our review this Sabbath is taken from 1 Peter 3:15 from the King James Version that reads, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and in fear. So, dear one, this is the time that our ears will be open, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will also give us the wisdom to be able to answer the question. And if we can, we will do research as well. What have I learned and ways I have grown? Now, dear ones, if anyone have any questions.
When the Pharisees, they haven't searched the scriptures, they haven't looked in the scriptures seriously to know that Christ was the Messiah, since they doubted him.
Meanwhile, that Brother Josh will be writing the questions in the room, so I can better understand what was said. Our dear sister have wrote in the room, what have I learned and ways I have grown this week? I was reminded to trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and not to lean on to my own understanding and the understanding of man, God is all in all and is in control. Amen. Thank you, Brother Josh. The question he asks is, so the Pharisees never study the scriptures good enough to know what Christ was the Messiah? Okay, trying to understand with the passage that we have just learned. They were reading the scripture, but they were not really acquainted with the prophecies. The prophecies were already there written, but they relied upon their own understanding and trying to be able to find out what it was that was being said. It's the same thing like us today. Everything is written in the Bible, but we have to prayerfully ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. And comparing scripture with scripture, line upon line and precept upon precept. So when Christ came here, if you notice, every time when he wanted them to know what was his mission, he kept saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, it is written. So therefore, it was for them to go back, because everything that was written of his mission was in the five books of Moses. So the question was, they were reading it, but the understanding needed to be clarified. And this is where it comes to be able to go beyond ourselves and asking God in a sincere heart, asking what was the purpose of Christ's mission or Messiah. Because all the prophets in the Old Testament, as well as the five books of Moses, had written down what Jesus was going to do. If there's any other brethren that would like to be, to take the question for better understanding through scripture, spirit, or prophecy, blah, blah, blah. Okay, there is another question in the room. Question, if the disciple that were walking with Christ did not always understand Christ's mission and recognize him, how can we who have not seen him but read act when we fall short? Dear sister, let me see if I can understand what it is that is being asked. Even though that the disciple was walking with Jesus and they have heard the word had been spoken through, you know, the rabbis and even by their reading, also for us to truly understand, notice that the law was repeated, but at the same time they had the ability to see what it was that Jesus was doing. So the word of God says that his word will not come back void. So not only were they listening to what has been said about the Messiah, but if you notice, by looking towards Christ's walk among them, he was fulfilling the scriptures. So not only was they listening, they also had an example. And it's the same for us today. Not all of the things that the disciples heard or they was looking upon, they understood. But that's when the power of the Holy Spirit came about. A lot of the understanding that they had came after also, while they was asking forgiveness and was trying to reconcile back to God, that the power of the Holy Spirit not only bring the things then that they have heard back to their remembrance, also they impress them in their heart so they can better understand. So if you notice, there's the word and there is also the example that Jesus had given. But then the Lord sent a comforter, which with the power of the Holy Ghost, we can come to a full understanding of what the purpose of salvation and what the mission of Christ was in the New Testament while he walked here on the earth. If there's any other brethren that would like to emphasize or even bring it a little bit more for the sister to understand, blah, blah, blah. Dear Brother Dick, he has, the Pharisees was told that the Messiah was to be different than that he was when he came. That is why they rejected him. And our dear sister have, we just believe based on what we are taught through our own study. Like on the day of Pentecost, when they all came together in oneness. Amen. And our dear Brother Dick has also. He said, Jesus said, search the scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. That was taken from John 5:39. Thank you.
Just to add a little bit more to the question that I was asking. So for myself, I'm in the Sabbath by the grace of God, and I'm acquainted, and I study with others as well. But for people that are just like in the world that just are not acquainted and are ignorant to the truths of what Christ's mission is and what he came to do and how he is serving us. Like, how can we as believers reach them so that they can understand? I mean, I guess I'm just trying to say, if the disciples fell short in that way, and when they were walking with him and they had the examples, they saw the miracles, they saw what that he can do through his Father, and they fell short, how about just mere people who are just not at all?
That's a good question, Sister Cece. And what I have experienced in my own walk is that even though that we have been receiving the third angel's message to come out of it and to get to be acquainted with the present truth, we also still have different teachings, custom, and tradition that we still keep hold on. And if we don't empty or even test to see if what we had been taught or standing on or been accustomed to or given by tradition, it is not of God, and remove it, when we give the message, we will be given the message also, it will be adulterated with what it is that we stand for, which this is the reason why we can't reach them. We need to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to truly do the ministering, because Christ said that he's still doing the ministering through us, which that's the purpose that we always have to be in prayer and jotting up a prayer at the time, because he knows how to reach them. He knows where they are. And this is the reason why we cannot do this work by ourselves. The purpose also, when we were reading this particular chapter 5, it was saying that if we actually rely on self, or to be able to even take credit for the work that is being done, what you were trying to do with it was to be able to show Jesus. And in order for us to show Jesus, that means we have to be a base. So therefore, the scriptures say, holy men of God move according to the Holy Ghost, which it is through the ministry of Christ and the Holy Spirit. And not only that, the power of God that draws men towards Jesus, because Jesus said he did not leave in lost one. The only person that he had lost was the son of perdition, which is God is the one that draws man to Christ. Christ will be able to work on their salvation, and the Holy Spirit will be the one ministering to break down the hollow ground so the seed can be planted. That's what I can share. Meanwhile, that the brethren are searching in their hearts what to be able to share with the brethren, I will read the scriptures that was placed in the room by Elder Rob. John chapter 14:26 read, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. And you also have John 16, verse 13, and it says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So as you can see, dear ones, the Lord is still teaching. I remember there in the book of Hebrew where he says that, I'm going to find the scripture, but it was speaking about that you're not going to be taught by your neighbor. It says that I myself shall be the one to teach you, to show you that the Holy Spirit was sent now to be able to aid us to be able to understand. So we have to search the scripture and prayerfully ask the Lord through the power of the Holy Ghost, it will bring understanding to all of us and also how to minister for others.
Amen. And it really has to do with the heart. If a person wants to know the truth, then there will be ways opened for them to come into connection with the truth or connection with individuals that already know the truth, and that will then lead and guide them in the correct path. But it has to do with the heart, and the heart has to be honest. If you really don't want to know the truth, then you're not going to find it. If you do want to know the truth, then you'll be led directly to Jesus Christ and God's Word, and the Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. So it doesn't matter how intelligent or lack of intelligence you might be or have. What matters is your desire to want to be taught the truth and not misled. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3. That God will show us mighty things that we know not if we will just come to Him as a learner and not someone who believes they know it all. Amen. And yet, indeed, call upon me and I will show you wondrous things that thou knowest not.
Well, dear ones, if anyone would like to share a hymn or a scripture song, you are able to by just bubbling up and share it with the dear ones. And also, if you have a testimony that you had went through this week or you have learned through the reading, you can also share. Bubble up, dear ones.
It's called the Passover, and while you sing, well, while they're in Egypt's land, there came a plague. But God was there again. That plague passed over them, and they were saved by simple faith. On the judgment day, when all shall stand before the Lord of God, please understand, if the blood of Jesus Christ is covering your life, heaven will be your home, you see.
I will pass over you, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, ooh, I will pass over you. Over you,
when I see the blood, I will pass over you. It's called a Passover, and while you say, while they're in Egypt's land, there came a plague. But God was there again. That plague passed over them, and they were saved by simple faith. On that judgment day when all shall stand before the Lord our God, please understand, if the blood of Jesus Christ is covering your life, heaven will be your home, you see.
I will pass over you, over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. I will pass over you, over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
I will pass over you, over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. I will pass over you, over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, this is the time that we ask all the little ones to come close, that they may also review their story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. That was our verse from Psalm 144, verse 15. A happy home atmosphere promotes health. Harmony in the home, or everybody happy, helps you be healthy. I wonder if it's the other way around. I wonder if unhappy people are sick. Well, they tend to get sick more easily, probably. Now, you think of a few questions here as I read through this. Maybe there's some words you didn't understand or don't remember from last week, and we'll see what we can do here. A home where love dwells or lives, and where it finds expression, or you show it, in looks, in word, in actions, is a place where angels delight to dwell. They like to be there. And it's good to have angels in the home. When Mama asks you to do something, do you say, "I'll be most happy to, Mama"? We visited my wife's brother down in Texas here sometime back a couple years ago. And to our astonishment, we heard their son say that very thing to his mother when she asked him to do something. "I'll be most happy to, Mother." That's different. That's special. Do you remember the little chorus I sang for you last Sabbath? Always cheerful, always cheerful, sunshine all around we see. Full of beauty is the path of duty. Cheerful we may always be. Now, you sing it with me. Oh, always cheerful, always cheerful, sunshine all around we see. Full of beauty is the path of duty. Cheerful we may always be. It is great to be cheerful. It even makes you cheerful when you get that way. And as somebody used to say, if you can't, fake it till you make it. In other words, act happy and you will arrive at that state of mind. A cheerful spirit will promote the happiness of your family and very greatly will improve your own health. Did you know that happy people are usually healthy people? Well, they are. As children of the light, this means we have God's truth in our hearts. As children of the light, God would have us cultivate, develop, or show a cheerful, happy spirit that we may show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Marvelous is another word for wonderful. And that came from Sons and Daughters of God, page 168. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 144:15. Now, anybody have any questions here? Let's see. Anybody write something while I wasn't looking? Merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Oh, that's another song. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine is a happy heart. But a broken spirit drieth up the bones. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Proverbs 17:20. Any other questions? I think Rose is ready to go here, so maybe I better slow down. Unmike it.
No, Brother Dick. Out of the contrary, Ethan is going to, he memorizes, the scripture that was in the story time section. After when he learned it, we put it in a song. And Ethan is going to share.
Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Psalms 144:15.
Amen. That was the memory verse that he was rehearsing since last week. Okay. Dear ones, praise the Lord. If there's any questions on some of the words or any section in this story time, you are welcome to be able to even continue in the youth study to have your question to be answered. Well, dear one, next week we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled The Last Journey from Galilee in our storybook, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the little...
Father God, hey, thank you for... having this kindly Sabbath blessing beautiful day on this April 2018 beautiful Sabbath day. I pray that everyone that is safe going to be well, they have a job to do and go to school. In Jesus' name, we pray for the Lord thy God. Amen.
So next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be lesson 252, chapter 5, The Last Journey from Galilee, part 6, and that will be taking place April 21st, 2018. We hope and pray that everyone was blessed. And remember, we can continue asking the question in the youth service. Have a blessed day, dear ones.